The term hip-hop was brought about by early rap pioneers when this music was still known as disco rap. Rapping is referred to as emceeing, depending on who you ask, because of the varying eras of hip-hop history. 70s, the time period when hip-hop originated, had basic rhymes that were referred to as nursery rhymes. The late 80s and early 90s was when gangster rap suddenly emerged from inner cities, when artists like Schoolie D, Ice-T, and N.W.A. emerged.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Along with rappers like the pioneers of gangster rap, there were other rappers such as Run-DMC and LL Cool J that showed a more soft lyrical side of hip-hop. Rap trio Run-DMC broke down a barrier by collaborating with rock group Aerosmith on song Walk This Way, which introduced hip-hop to most of the world for the first time. Hip-hop was still not accepted by the world. MC Hammer released hit single You Can't Touch This.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My.
In 1992, Dr. Dre released album The Chronic, putting the West Coast back on the map. The following year, Snoop Dogg released his album Doggy Style, which established the G-Funk style of rap.
One, two, three into the four. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up, cause you know we're about to rip shit up. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. Too low, death nigga, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand. From a young G's perspective.
In the mid-90s, rappers such as Tupac Shakur, Jay-Z, Biggie Smalls, Nas, and the Wu-Tang Clan appeared, both representing where they were from and their coast simultaneously.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rap?
Been Duke, the hard, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight, cause I rhyme tight.
In the mid-90s, East Coast and West Coast beef started. The media put out lies and twisted stories, causing several artists to fight and threaten each other. The media portrayed rapper Tupac as the leader of the West Coast, and rapper Biggie Smalls was portrayed as the leader of the East Coast. The media threw anything on shelves to fuel the beef. Once that happened is when I believe the listener, me though I was not alive during that time, was taught to hate the other coast, shortly after both rappers were killed. Currently in Chicago, drill music is the sound of the city's rap music, with leaders of the drill music such as Chief Keef, Lil Reese, Lil Durk, Fredo Santana, Lil Bibby, Lil Herb, King Louie, Rondo No. 9, and the late L.A. Capone. These rappers, in some opinions, have done a lot for Chicago, or in some others, have negatively impacted the murder capital of the United States. One of the largest leaders and biggest voices in Chicago right now is Chief Keef. This is one of Chief Keef's songs called Don't Like.
On the beat.
On light, on light. Jimmy baby, Jimmy baby. On light, on light. Sauce baby, baby. Sauce baby, baby. No, you wrong, baby. No, you wrong. Fake. On light.
Bang, 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 bang.
Don't like. A snitch. That's bang. Not don't like.
Bang, no.
A bang, bang, bang,
bang.
Don't like.
Bang, no.
Sneak this us, that's don't
bang,
like.
No.
Don't like, like.
Rap will always influence hip-hop. The listener will always be influenced by the culture. The culture will always be tarnished by ignorance. That is hip-hop in the listener.